FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Tugela District Municipality has formed a team to address multiple sewage spills in Mnambithi. Community members yesterday raised concerns about ongoing leaks in the northern KZN town and told the deputy mayor their complaints have been ignored. Mbuzeleni Mkhize has promised to assemble a team to tackle the years-long wastewater issue. He led an assessment team through the affected residential areas yesterday.
We know that it has issues of sewer spillages. It's high time that we attend now. We are appealing to the communities that they must give us time.
Meanwhile, teams from eThekwini will begin maintenance work on sewage infrastructure in Durban today. Please be aware that the middle lane on the eastbound carriageway of Margaret Ngandi Avenue between Joe Slovo and Dorothy Nyembe streets will be closed until the 22nd of November. The African Transformation Movement says it's asked national government to take the reins in investigations into allegations of corruption at eThekwini's cable theft unit. The party says it's reached out to Gauteng Minister Velinkosini Hlabisa, urging him to intervene. According to the ATM, the municipality has failed to act against officials implicated in misconduct. The ATM says it's asked Hlabisa to look specifically at the alleged involvement of city officials. Our correctional services says an inmate who escaped from the Boksburg Correctional Facility in Johannesburg has been rearrested. Martin Jackson, who's serving a 20-year sentence for robbery and theft, broke out of prison on Wednesday. Here's the department's Singabako Khumalo.
The Department of Correctional Services is also conducting a full investigation to understand the circumstances surrounding the escape and to prevent future incidents. Jackson will now face additional criminal charges related to the escape.
Three people have been charged in connection with the death of former One Direction star Liam Payne. The 31-year-old fell from a third-floor hotel balcony in Buenos Aires last month. Argentinian prosecutors say an employee at the hotel where he was staying and another person have been charged with supplying drugs. One person who'd been accompanying the singer is accused of abandonment of a person followed by death. Sky News reporter Daniel Henry has read a short statement from the authorities.
Liam Payne was not fully conscious or experiencing a state of noticeable decrease or loss of consciousness at the time of the fall.
And US President Joe Biden has spoken publicly for the first time since Donald Trump won a decisive victory in the US election. He told Americans he'll make sure there's a smooth transition of power.
I spoke with President-elect Trump to congratulate him on his victory, and I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition. That's what the American people deserve. The country chooses one or the other. We accept the choice the country made. I've said many times, you can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree.
Durban's reaching a high of 24 degrees. Richards Bay, 26. Maritzburg, 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.